Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
Melissa, who are our patrons for the week?
We've got Christina, Carrie, Jamie, and Nicole. Sounds like a girl group.
It does. Not enough for my liking. I'm just going to say, I guess you don't want to find out today what the psychic said to me or see our P.O. box openings and things like that. But fine, whatever.
You get to see videos of every episode.
Sure do. So I'm really excited for our episode today. It is the topic of a documentary right now called When Philip Met Missy. It is on Discovery Plus. You might be able to find it somewhere else. I don't really know.
It's so good.
It's the only streaming service where I'm like, this is honestly worth it. We are not sponsored by Discovery Plus. I just really like it as a streaming service. Anywho, that being said, this new documentary, When Philip Met Missy, Melissa and I watched and are obsessed with. So 72-year-old Philip Snyder told his neighbors in this town of Hartville, Ohio, that his 70-year-old wife, Roberta, died of natural causes during a trip to Graceland. And he said his wife wanted to go to Graceland as her, like, dying wish. However, that was obviously not the truth, sweetie. This murder involves a catfish,
yes,
McDonald's, a marriage proposal, a suicide attempt, and a second murder plot. Let's get into it. First off, it's important to know that Hartville, Ohio is a very small town where this all takes place. The population is only 3,039.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, seriously, it's crazy. So I have no idea. I'm not good at guessing numbers and what they look like. So I Googled, how many is 3,000?
Oh, that website you sent us.
That website was great that you sent us.
Amazing website. It shows you how many people is certain numbers. So if it's like 20,000 people, it shows you how many that is in like a stadium and things like that.
It's really cool.
Yeah. It helps you get a good vision of it. So 3,000 people is like a big high school gym.
Yeah.
Or like a small auditorium. Think like if you were going to go see your city's production of like Rent.
Orchestra.
Like my parents took me to like the Thousand Oaks production of Into the Woods once.
It's like an orchestra. It's like a if you went to like the Disney. Walt Disney Concert Hall or something. That's what the website showed.
Okay, guys.
Let's just talk about crowd sizes. Yeah.
I know. Well, that it really hit Melissa and I pretty hard. That website, it doesn't really seem to have affected you, but Melissa and I like memorized it.
Yeah. But what I went to the about? Staples Center last night.
That's first about 20,000, right?
It fits 20,000, but they only allowed about 2,000 people in there because of COVID.
Oh, interesting.
And that would be about the size of, if you could picture
minus
Staples
1,000.
Center, mostly empty.
Yeah. A mostly empty Staples Center. Anyways, guys, you get the gist. Super small community. Basically, everyone knows each other. Everyone is up in everyone's business. No one moves to this town. You grow up in this town and you never leave. There's nowhere really to hang out. There's like a post office. There's not a movie theater. There's not really restaurants.
There's nowhere to hang out, but there is a post office. And the kids
Well,
go
it's
wild.
A big deal because they got their first McDonald's and Burger King in the 90s.
Huge.
And that's where everyone started hanging out. Like, they didn't have a coffee shop before that.
That's insane.
Yeah. Once this McDonald's came, people would just go and hang out there all day long. And so that's a big part of this story, is that people in the community would just go to these McDonald's and Burger King and hang out there all day long and just gossip. And the men in town also would almost like meet there every morning and just shoot the shit. Important to understand. And that's where everyone kind of like got to know each other's business. So Philip and his wife, Roberta, grew up in this community. They met when they were super young. Roberta had a child before him, but then they also had a child together. Roberta was super well loved in the community. She was well liked. She did a lot of crafts. She had friends she did crafts with. She had a craft room in the basement. Roberta was like a really great mom. She attended all of her son's sports games. The son was like into wrestling or something. Philip, though, he drank. They had some difficulties. But then in the 90s, Roberta's health started to decline. She got depressed.
What was her health problems? Did they say?
No, they never said what her health problem was. Right. At one point, they said congenital heart failure. So I don't know if she had like heart problems.
But they showed photos of her looking like really like sickly and depressed.
And then they say that she passed out a lot throughout the story. They talk about, it becomes a plot point later. They talk about her coughing up phlegm a lot. I don't know. They don't say specifically what her health problem was. Then on January 9th, something strange happens. Roberta's brother goes into the police station in Hartville and says that he got a call from Phil saying that he and Roberta went to Memphis. They wanted to go to Graceland. That Roberta died on the way at a hotel. That he called EMS. EMS took her and Phil never saw the body again. He said, makes sense. He said he doesn't know who this ambulance company was, who he gave the body to. He said there's no coroner's report and there's no autopsy. And that's all he knows, that she died at a hotel. He gave the body to some ambulance company and then he left the next morning and like didn't inquire anything. So Roberta's brother's like, listen, my sister's husband told me this weird ass story. I don't know what's going on, but like, can you guys look into it? And the cops agree this does not add up. There's no report of this woman's death. It's not confirmed that she died. No ambulance companies are confirming this or say anything about this. So the cops decide to do a welfare check on Phil because Phil's home. So they go to Phil's house, and of course, like, the cops know Phil. This is it's kind of like Mayor of Easttown. Like, everyone knows each other. Yes, this is the size of Mayor of Easttown. If you watch Mayor of Easttown.
Yes, this is it.
I haven't watched it yet, but I can gather from the trailer.
It's so
good.
About
so good. HBO.
I got it.
Okay. So then they're like, Phil, are you okay? And Phil's like, not really. Like, I'm fine, but my wife died. And the cops are like, all right. How'd she die? And this is where he tells his first story. Throughout this, Phil changes his story like a bajillion times. If you're grossed out by the word phlegm, like trigger warning, it's throughout this episode. Okay, so Phil says his wife choked on phlegm at the Days Inn at Graceland. An ambulance was already there checking on someone else who ended up not needing the help. And so Phil was like, can you help me? My wife isn't okay. She's choking on phlegm. The ambulance drivers were like, sure, we're available. And then the ambulance drivers are like, oh, she's actually dead. So then they took her away. He didn't ask where they were going because he was so upset. And then they left for home. So it's the same story that he told Roberta's brother. And at this point, the cops don't think a crime occurred, but they're really confused. And Philip is like, listen, I've had two brain aneurysms and it makes me really confused. And sometimes I don't have a good memory. So like, I don't know, like I'm just a little confused.
The old, I don't know, I'm confused.
I don't know. But at this point, they're like, hey, we live in a small town. Everyone's friends with each other. This is like a 72-year-old guy who's had some brain issues. Like, he's fine. But, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. They seem like a good couple. Then Roberta and Phil's son tells the cops, like, hey, I called my dad while they were driving. And I did not hear my mom in the car. My mom didn't say hi or anything on the phone. There was no sign of my mom being in the car with them. And my dad said to me, your mom wants to see Graceland before she died, before she dies, which he thought was odd because like he didn't know his mom was dying. Like he knew his mom was sick. Like he knew his mom was sick.
Yeah.
Like Graceland. Wait, mom's dying. Like he knew his mom was sick and depressed, but like he didn't know she was dying. Along the way, Phil stops at a Ramada Inn in Sparta. He's like, yeah, it was a long drive to Graceland. So we stopped at a Ramada Inn in Sparta, which I guess is on the way. But there's video footage, obviously. Like, there's video footage everywhere. But in this video footage, Phil is walking in alone. There's no Roberta. There's no Roberta in the car. There's no Roberta while he's checking in. There's no Roberta when he's walking into his room in the hallway. Not while they're going in, not while they're going out. Like, he is alone.
I have a, this is at, because you said the Days Inn before. Was it always a Ramada Inn or were they at two different motels?
Two different motels. Ramada Inn on the way there and the Days Inn at Memphis.
Got it. And so when he was checking into the Ramada Inn, she wasn't even there then.
Yeah, she wasn't even there then.
There's footage of him walking up to the desk alone.
We find out later she wasn't even there sooner than that. So just buckle up.
Ready for takeoff, Captain.
Ready for takeoff. And so then the cops are like, yo, Phil, like you said that she died in Memphis, but we have footage of you at the Ramada Inn and she's not even there. And Phil starts sobbing and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. And the cops are like, we're about to get a confession. But they don't. Instead, he changes his story again. Phil now says, Roberta died in Cincinnati, choking on her phlegm. Then he decided to take her to Graceland anyway. He put her in the back of his truck.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop. Yes. This is what he's saying.
Stop. But stop saying, like, why would he say that?
Like, he thinks this is like a better story. So he says she died.
You don't understand. I put her in the back seat and we drove to Graceland.
Weekend at Bernie's her. So yeah. He said that she died in Cincinnati. He threw her in the back of the truck. He drove her to Graceland because it was his her dying wish. He showed her dead body Graceland. And then on the way back, he threw her in the Kentucky River. He didn't want her to be cremated. He wanted her to be safe in nature. And the cops are like, okay. Like, thanks for being more honest, I guess. But like, this still doesn't add up. And so Phil comes in for a polygraph, and it turns out that he's like completely lying. And the cops like still, the cops know this. They're like, this doesn't add up. This guy obviously murdered his wife. Like nothing about this makes sense. He keeps changing his story. We need to get to the bottom of this, but like we seem to be getting closer every time. They decide to get DNA for Roberta. So they get what's called mitochondrial DNA from all of Roberta's family members. Roberta's sister, their son, Phil and Roberta's son, to try to eventually match things in Phil's truck and then Phil's garage, because they want to obviously check Phil's house. Then there's a suicide attempt.
Ugh.
So no one hears from Phil in a few days. And then his son is like, I got to go over to the house. Like, what's going on with dad? By the way, like his dad, his son, like does not hate him yet, like or at all.
Right.
His son is like with him through this process, not pro dad, but is like, I need to figure out what's happening here. So they go to Phil's house and Phil was lying on a bunch of plastic. He'd taken a bunch of pills and tried to kill himself.
Why was he lying, on plastic?
I don't know.
That was a point where I was like, I don't, was it so they could, I don't know. I don't know.
Just wrap them up. Just loves plastic. And he had a suicide note that says, Dear Kenny, his son, I did not harm your mom, love dad.
Well, gosh, your suicide attempt might say differently, dad.
Innocent people don't try to commit suicide when they're being attempted to be prosecuted for something. So then he was taken to the hospital. He's resuscitated. He's fine. But as a result, a family member is given power of attorney, and that family member gives the police consent to search Phil's house. Because before that, Phil's like, you can't search my house. You need a search warrant. You need, you know, whatever. But now he's lost that ability because, you know, you try to commit suicide, your power of attorney gets given to someone else. And that family member's like, yeah, search the house. A cadaver dog comes and immediately smells something downstairs. And it's this red bin. And the cops are like, this bin is filled with Christmas decorations, but it smells like death. Like there's a pungent smell coming from this bin.
They said, this is filled with Christmas decorations, but it smells like Halloween.
Exactly. You'd make a great cop. A comic relief cop. So then they look inside and they find a torn sweatshirt. And then there was also a bag in there, and there's human blood on the sweatshirt and the bag and the tub. And then they test everything for DNA, and it's Roberta's blood. So they're like, we got it. She died here. And so they're like, okay, we know the murder happened here. Now we just have to get an admission. So the police start asking Phil really specific questions because he gets really flustered whenever you ask him specific questions. And that's when he changes his story. So they're like, what was Roberta wearing when you threw her in the river? What sound did it make when she dropped in? Did you push her or did you throw her? And he keeps like getting visibly flustered and the details are changing. And then the cops show Philip the bloody shirt and the bloody bag. And Philip's like, oh, Roberta must have done that. And he's like, why would Roberta?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I didn't do that. And the cops are like, why would Roberta cut off her own shirt and like put her own blood on it and then like smear her own blood on a bag and a bin and then put Christmas decorations on top of it? And Phil's like, I don't know, that bitch crazy. Like Phil's just nuts. And he's like slowly getting uncovered. And then the cops are like, we did a luminol testing in your truck. And it shows DNA everywhere except for the passenger side of the car, which means that Roberta was never sitting in the passenger side of the car. Like, so she was never alive in that car, and she was never shitting. She was never sitting shotgun with Phil. So she was either never moved from the house or she was killed in the house and put immediately in the trunk. And the cops are like, you can't, there's nowhere you can go from this. Like, you need to tell us the truth. Let's take a quick break for announcements. Webcrawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, shout outs, video episodes, ad-free episodes, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers, as well as access to the Patreon message boards and community. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our bimbo patrons.
And you get the episodes a day early as well.
Whoa.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and we will read your reviews on our mailbag episodes. Also, please call our hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
It's really been popping off, and we love your voicemails. We are, like, behind on voicemails. We have so many, thousands, maybe.
Yeah, we got a ton. We've got close to 1,000.
Wait, is that, like, for real? I was just kidding.
No, we've got, like, probably, like, 30 to 40.
Same thing. 1,000 in dog years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So then Phil comes up with another story. He says, okay, Roberta died at home. She choked on phlegm. I carried her out of the house over my shoulder, and then I took her to Graceland. It's her dying wish, and then I threw her in a river.
Ugh. How is that different from his other story? The only difference is that she died at home?
Yeah, so now yeah. He's just like, okay, so you have evidence that she died at home, so now I'll say that basically the origin is just starting from home now. Since they don't have the body, they can charge it with gross. They don't have the body or like an honest admission. So they can only charge him with gross misuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. But they're like, we want to charge him with murder. We need to keep going. And that is when Missy comes on the scene.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, Missy is actually Joan, who is a cop, and she sees this murder case or whatever on the news, and she's like, I want a part of this. Her name is Joan Bauer. She's been a cop for 30 years. She's married with 6 kids, lives on a farm, etc. And she's done undercover work before. So she decides to go under the guise of Missy, who is a woman who's new to town. She's taking care of her dying mother in a nearby city, and her character is divorced with 2 kids. So she walks into the McDonald's where all the men meet every morning to gossip, and she quickly bonds with Phil. Because, like, she's younger, and she's, like, cute, and Phil's single and ready to mingle. And it's obvious that Phil has a crush on her. He begins buying her coffee. People say that Phil starts dressing up more and like showering in the mornings and looking nice. And Phil and Missy start drinking coffee and having lunch and playing cards and stuff like that. And Missy is Missy is really like non-judgmental and friendly and nice and everything. So Phil feels immediately comfortable with her. Phil starts opening up about the quote unquote murder, and Missy like seems unfazed and supportive about it. In fact, Missy starts talking about how she doesn't like her own mother, who doesn't exist. Keep in mind, she's an undercover cop. So she asks Phil, like, hey, if I didn't want my own mother around anymore, like, what would you do? So then Phil gives her advice, being like, oh, well, I could help you. What you need to do is you have to roll her over in her sleep, and then you smother her, and then you get a truck and you dump the body. And Phil's like, I have a truck. I can help you. Just call me and we can do it together. And Missy's like, okay, cool. Yeah, like, you know, that sounds good. Like, is that what happened with your wife? Phil, like, as she seems more into the idea of murder, like, Phil starts opening up more and more.
He keeps saying, like, here's a scenario. If I were to do this, I would, you know, hit her in the head with a hammer. Here's just a scenario.
It's so crazy. Yeah. So
did she record all of this?
Like, oh, it's all video, everything.
So if you watch the documentary, this is all on video. And you can see their conversations at this Mickey D's and Burger King.
Were they eating anything at Mickey D's?
Yeah, the whole time. They're eating and they're playing cards and drinking coffee.
This sounds so nice.
It sounds so fun. As I was watching this, I was like, I want to be an undercover cop. Like this rules.
I know. I was like, I'd be good at this, like just talking about murder. Like, yeah, how would you kill them? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So good. The only stipulations is that, and they said this after, like, you can't ask leading questions and you can't like sleep with the person. You can't like be overtly sexual. So you'd have to watch out that for me. So then during one of the conversations, Phil implies that he put his wife in a dumpster and not the river. But like Melissa, you were saying, he says like Missy will be like, so like what happened? What did you do with your wife? And Phil would be like, well, one fake scenario might be that I put her in a dumpster. And then Missy would be like, is that what happened? And Phil would be like, it's a scenario that could have happened. Like he's like skirting around it. Yeah, he's
so
a weirdo. Yeah.
To talk like that.
So then Missy would be like, so like, was your wife sleeping when you bludgeoned her in the head? And Phil would be like, well, one scenario might be that I hit her in the head while she was like, in her crafting room. She's slowly getting closer to the truth and like him admitting stuff. Then Phil proposes to her.
At the McDonald's? Please tell me it's at the McDonald's.
It's not at the McDonald's. It's actually at a Burger King outside of town.
Because they started getting paranoid.
Yeah. Because Phil starts getting paranoid and he's like, everyone's suspecting that we're up to something. People don't realize Missy's an undercover cop, obviously. So people in town are like, who is this Missy woman? She showed up all of a sudden and started talking to Phil. She hates her mom. Did Missy see Phil on TV and then she found him to like put a hit on her mom? Like, who is Missy? Who is Phil? So Phil's like, we need to go out of town. Let's start meeting at the Burger King. This is a huge, huge episode for fast food. So then Phil says to Missy, let's say your mom passes away. Read like, let's say we kill her. You move to Cincinnati. I come live with you. My wife is my beneficiary, but she's dead. So then if you and I get married, we can get about $900 a month in my pension. And then you don't even have to sleep with me if you don't want. Missy's like, well, this sounds really great, but like, if we're going to do this, you need to be honest with me about what happened with your wife. Phil starts confessing, but as he's confessing, Missy's video battery dies.
Yeah.
Crazy. So the video goes out, but the audio still works, thank God. So they still have this confession. Phil says, he's like, I'd had enough. We'd had a big argument the night before and I killed her. I went to the basement. I took a 2-pound sledgehammer mallet. I bonked her on the head in one hit. There was enough blood, he said. I put a pillow in a plastic bag. I don't know where that came from. I think she might have been lying down in her craft room. Then he said he rolled her in plastic. In the craft room, there was already plastic on the floor because she would do like her crafting there and didn't want to make a mess. So it was like Dexter. There was already plastic there so that he could, you know, there would be no blood on the floor. He put a bag over her head to stop the bleeding. He put it in the Rubbermaid container. He put her in the back of the truck. He drove her to Kentucky and he put her body in a dumpster. Then Phil is like, Missy, you have to give me a big kiss for telling you the truth.
It was so gross.
And Missy's like, Missy, this undercover cop is like, oh my God, like this fucking murderer. Missy's like, okay. And Phil's like, make it a big wet one. So then she kisses him on the cheek. It's so gross. This is the audio of this is everywhere because she has to keep her cover. And Missy's like, I'm going to go. And Phil's like, okay, but call me later so we can kill your mom.
and get married so they can get married and kill her mom.
Yeah. And Missy's like, okay, I'll text you later.
Okay, sure. Text you later.
So then the cops have all this information and they're like, all right, we got Phil. We're going to go get him. So the cops go to Burger King where Phil is hanging out still. And they're like, hey, Phil, how you doing? And he goes, I'm hunky-dory. And Phil fist bumps the cops. Because Phil's like so happy. He's like, I'm going to marry this woman. I got away with murder. Like everything in my life is going great. So then the cops are like, glad you're doing well, Phil, but you're under arrest. Phil's like, fuck that. Like what? No, I'm not. And Phil's are like, and the cops are like, no, we have everything. You're under arrest. Phil still doesn't put everything together. So Phil goes down to jail and he's like, I need my cell phone. I need to call my friend Missy. Like, we have plans later. I need to tell her that I'm going to be busy. Yeah.
I'm going to be late.
And the cops are like, babe, Missy's a cop. Like, this is why you're in jail now. Like, it's sorry, hon. So anyways, Phil gets sentenced to 20 years to life.
That's it? Well, 20 years?
He's 70. 20 years to life. He's like 73. So the judge says, you're going to die in prison. There's a place in hell reserved for people like you.
Wow.
Which I didn't know a judge could say.
They could say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was like, wow. I mean, like, I agree, but that's intense. He pleads guilty to aggravated murder, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence and he gets that 20-year sentence. He has chance for parole in 2038, which he's not going to be alive.
Yeah.
And he's serving his sentence at Richland Correctional Facility in Ohio. However, one of the terms of his guilty plea is that he needs to help show the police and his son where the body is.
Right.
He needs to take them on a car drive to go get Roberta's body so it can be like exhumed and everything. He takes the cops on a drive to find it and Missy's in a car behind them.
Fun fact. Sorry, can I give a fun fact?
I would love a fun fact.
Yes.
The Ohio State Reformatory, I just looked up where that was in Ohio, and it's right next to the now defunct Ohio State Reformatory, which is famous for being that big Romanesque revival looking a prison that was in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
wow.
That's a fun fact.
So this episode includes Burger King, McDonald's, Shawshank Redemption, suicide, marriage proposals, catfish.
All of it. We got it all.
So they go on a drive to find it. They get off at like multiple exits and there's nothing that looks like where Philip said the body was. And they can't find the body in any of these places. They're like searching the lakes. And then also there's no dumpsters where they're saying where the body is. And then finally they find a dumpster and the body's not there. So eventually they never find the body. So they don't get closure in that way. However, the case is solved because they have that admission. And then, so he's in jail now. And then finally the community gets to find out who Missy is. and she becomes kind of like a local hero. And everyone's like super thankful for her. They know she's not some weirdo who just like doesn't care that Phil is a murderer and like wants to flirt with him in McDonald's all day. And now she's off duty, living back at her farm with her six kids and her husband, just like proud of herself and living the life. Like Clarice in Silence of the Lambs. So,
yes, they gave her like an award for being like,
yes, like a key to the city.
Yeah.
A free lifetime free McDonald's.
Yeah.
When I was a teacher for Teacher's Day, like International Teacher's Day, the local McDonald's would put like little free like coffee and hash brown gift certificates in our teacher boxes.
That's so nice. How their hash browns are so good.
McDonald's hash browns are so good. They're so greasy, but they're so good. I think that's what makes them good. They're really hot when they hand them to you. You got to wait like a good 3-minute window. Anyways, this is a story of Phil. The documentary, like we said, When Philip Met Missy, is available on our favorite network, Discovery Plus.
It's really good. It's a really good
documentary. I highly suggest watching it.
Because there's all the footage. You have all the footage of Missy and Phil talking. It's fascinating.
It's crazy. And there's like interviews with, you know, the cops and like the DA, his son, everyone, like the guy who owns the local barber shop, you know, like the woman who like manages the McDonald's being like, Phil's crazy. Like, oh, they all say that Phil was a pervert. Like the woman who manages the McDonald's is like, Phil would come up and when he wanted extra coffee, he would just like jingle his empty coffee cup at the front, just like and wait for coffee. Yeah.
I like how that makes him a pervert though. Him just moving his coffee cup like that makes him like a
real sicko.
Like, Phil, stop. Yeah.
So it's really cool because you get interviews with all the small town people and real footage of this woman going undercover. So anyways, let us know if you watched the documentary and have any ideas about it. And also, if you're an undercover cop, or if you've ever been catfished, things that we would like to know about. Anyways, Melissa, where can people reach us if they want to?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com.
Hell yeah, baby. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria.
Hi. Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.